This is after James.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. So 2 Peter. Excuse me. So sorry.
Okay.
Genesis.
What are we doing?
Here you go.
Thanks, man. 2 Peter chapter 1. Sorry, guys, just fumbled. All right, everyone there? Okay, I'm going to... Oh, wait a second.
Wait, where are we opening to again?
Oh, 2 Peter chapter 1.
Luke!
Are we there, Griffin?
I'm there.
Okay. Oh, does anyone want to read, or do you just want me to read today? Oh, I'll read, of course. No, I did that last week. Unless Gio wants to. Exactly. All right, I'm going to read. Let's pay attention. Simeon Peter, a servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who have obtained a faith of equal standing with ours, by the righteousness of our God and Savior Jesus Christ. May grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. His divine power has granted to us all things that pertain to life and godliness, through the knowledge of him who called us to his own glory and excellence, by which he has granted to us his precious and very great promises, so that through them you may become partakers of the divine nature, having escaped from the corruption that is in the world because of sinful desire. For this very reason, make every effort to supplement your faith with virtue, and virtue with knowledge, and knowledge with self-control, and self-control with steadfastness, and steadfastness with godliness, and godliness with brotherly affection. And brotherly affection with love, for of these qualities are yours are increasing. They keep you from being ineffective or unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. For whoever lacks these qualities is so nearsighted that he is blind, having forgotten that he was cleansed from his former sins. Therefore, brothers, be all the more diligent to conform your calling and election. For if you practice these qualities, you will never fall. For in this way, there will be richly provided for you an entrance into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Dear God, like Silas said, let tonight be your words and not mine. Let us be just mindful and knowledgeable tonight, and to come into your presence, just looking for your righteousness, and be mindful that your kingdom is inside of us. And in Jesus' name we pray, amen. Okay, let's look at verse 1, because verse 1 is important where we start, okay? Verse 1, I don't know if you guys were here a couple weeks ago when Pastor Jeff gave the message on Mark. We did the first verse, and that was like the title of the whole book, right? I think what we're seeing here is very similar. Simeon Peter... Simeon is the Hebrew word for Simon. Simon Peter, a servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who have obtained a faith of equal standing with ours, by the righteousness of our God and Savior, Jesus Christ. I think we can take that and make that our title for the book of 2 Peter. So as we read the rest of the 11 verses or 10 verses. Make known that to those who have obtained a faith of equal standing with ours by the righteousness of our God and Savior Jesus Christ. Make it known that God is righteous, and just rest in the fact of that. Okay, now let's look at verse 3-5, okay? Oh, also, I forgot to ask, do you guys remember what it means to be righteous? Anyone? James?
To be seen good in God's eyes.
Yeah. Right. Good job. Actually, that's very good.
That's very good.
Okay, let's look at verses 3-5. Okay, I'm actually going to tell you a story, okay? So, do you guys remember a couple of months ago when I said that I was, like, really frustrated about going to PT? Like, really, really, really frustrated. And I think, honestly, like, looking back on it, that was probably, like, my heart hardened so much because I was not, like, looking into what God actually had for me. And I think we can tell that God actually had something for me and when I was going to PT. But let's look at verse 3-5. In verse 3, his divine power has granted to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us to his own glory and excellence. God's God's power grants us life, right? I think just the title of the book goes straight into that verse in verse 3. Like, God is righteous. God screams righteousness. His divine power has granted us to all things that pertain to life and godliness. God, like, transforms us too, right? To not just be ourselves, but to actually have God in us too. God also gives purpose, right? Who called us to his own glory and excellence. That gives us a purpose that we're not ourselves anymore, right? We're God's chosen people, by which he has granted to us his precious and very great promises, so that through them you may become partakers of the divine nature, having escaped from the corruption that is in the world because of sinful desire. That's a pretty long verse, in my opinion. I think the whole world around us too can it can be hard to be righteous in the midst of the world because we're so conformed to what other people do too, right? Going back to my story about going to PT, I was so angry and frustrated, right? But God actually, I would say, transformed my heart in the recent, 2 weeks. Right now, I'm so sad that those nice PT ladies are, gone now. They made PT, happy and fun for me, and now I just, don't see them anymore. But I think that they actually, have helped me grow too, because I was really against going, and I didn't like my doctor at all. I thought he didn't know what he was talking about, but I guess he did. He did. And I think that God actually has a plan for us when we try to make things go our way too. And I think that we should rest in the fact that God knows what things are going to look like and not be angry because it's silly, right? Being angry sometimes is silly, and we shouldn't act like how we always want to act in the midst of the situation, because God is working all things out. Okay, in verse 5, 5-7, there are qualities, right? For this very reason, make every effort to supplement your faith with virtue, and virtue with knowledge, and knowledge with self-control, and self-control with steadfastness, and steadfastness with godliness, and godliness with brotherly affection, and brotherly affection with love. These qualities are so important to like Christianity too, right? Because in verse 8, for if these qualities are yours are increasing, they keep you from being ineffective or unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. That verse tells us that all these qualities that we have them because Jesus is in us too, right? And it says that they are fruitful, and if we don't have them, then that does not scream that Jesus is in our lives too. And I think that we should like really focus on verse 5 and 7 because Jesus is calling us to make these things known in our lives too. And verse 9, whoever lacks these qualities is so nearsighted that he is blind, having forgotten that he has cleansed from his former sins. I think for me, that's scary, right? Like Jesus is, or God saying that whoever lacks these qualities and doesn't have any of these, or one of these, is like forgetting that like God's even in their life, right? That's pretty scary to me because I'm like, we're nothing really without God. And I think we should really like now really focus on verses 5 to 7. And after that, verses 10 and 11. Therefore, brothers, be all more diligent to conform your calling and election. For if you practice these qualities, you will never fall. For in this way, there will be richly provided for you an entrance into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. God is making these qualities so important that I think these qualities actually like make us righteous too, and make us more like God. And what James said, right? James, what'd you say? Do you remember?
Being seen good in God's eyes.
Yeah, good. I think let's read that verse again. For this very reason, make every effort to supplement your faith with virtue, and virtue with knowledge, and knowledge with self-control, self-control with steadfastness, steadfastness with godliness, and godliness with brotherly affection, and brotherly affection with love. There's so many qualities here. Actually, all of them represent God and Jesus and what he like did for us too, right? So much so that they grant us an entrance into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I think God's promise that he gives us by that, God makes a promise to us that these qualities represent Jesus, and if we really rest in these like qualities and not just try to have them, but actually let God like come into our lives, read our Bibles, make like actually rest in the fact that Jesus is in our lives, and don't like forget that too, because in verse 9, whoever lacks these qualities are so nearsighted that he is blind, and forgetting that Jesus has cleansed them from their former sins. I think it really only goes one way or another, honestly. And I think this passage is really scary. But I think that we should know that these qualities are really important to have in our lives. And to be more like Jesus, we should try to gain these qualities too. Okay, let's pray. And then we'll talk about small groups. Dear God, thank you for just being in our lives today. Thank you for the life that you gave up on the cross to save us. And thank you for the blood you shed for us, the whole life you paid. God, we need you right now in the conversations we're about to have in our small groups. We need you when we go to school tomorrow. We need you when we go to work tomorrow. We need you all the time to gain these qualities that you said. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.